Let's rank the NBA's greatest dynasties. When I put these rankings together, I took more than just winning percentage in how often they won the NBA championship, but more weight on how they did it, in what era, and how hard it was to achieve. Now I have 5 honorable mentions, plus a top 4. So let's start off with the first mention. I was about to leave this one off the list entirely, but it sneaks in. LeBron took his talents to South Beach, alongside Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Not 2, not 3, not 4 was ridiculous, but they did have some success, winning 2, while losing twice in the finals within a span of 4 years. The oldest dynasty on the list, George McCann's Lakers. In the 40s and 50s, his Minneapolis Lakers collected 6 championships in 7 appearances in between 1947 and 1954. Now on the flip side, the youngest dynasty on the list, Steph Curry and Golden State's 4 championships in 6 finals appearances from 2014 to 2023. 5 straight finals in this day and age is no easy feat. Larry Bird's team deserves to be mentioned. The original Big 3, Bird, Robert Parrish, and Kevin McHale collected 3 championships in the 80s. Tim Duncan's Spurs were a thorn in everyone's back from 1999 to 2014, going to the finals 6 times, winning 5, and always being competitive. One of the best international casts ever assembled, with Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker, just to name a couple. Now we're entering the list. At number 4, it's Kobe Bryant and Shaq's LA Lakers. Although lasting only 4 years, the dynasty's three-peat kicked off the new millennium in style. The team you love to hate. Personally speaking, looking back at it, this team was badass. Unfortunately, Shaq left right after the 2004 defeat in the finals. What could have been? Interesting note, the Shaq-Kobe feud has its own Wikipedia page. At number 3, Magic Johnson's Showtime Los Angeles Lakers, who dominated the 80s. 9 championship appearances, winning 5 of them. Some nasty competition included Julius Erving, Larry Bird, as mentioned previously, and the Bad Boys out in Detroit. Riding shotgun with Magic were Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Worthy. Basketball was kind of meh in the 80s, but the Lakers pioneered the NBA into a new generation of Riz. At number 2, 1950s and 1960s Boston Celtics. 11 championships in 12 appearances in between 1956 and 1969. Bill Russell was him. Won more rings than he had fingers. 8 straight titles. Hurts the brain. Along with Russell, names like Havlicek and Cousy rounded out the team. Legendary coach Red Auerbach was a genius who made crushing Lakers dreams into a full-time occupation. At number 1, it's Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls. The 90s Bulls went to 6 NBA Finals and won all 6 in between the years of 1991 and 1998. So why does this rank ahead of Russell's Celtics? More teams and better competition. And at times, the Celtics made their opposition look like amateurs, taking advantage of a much weaker opposition than what the Bills went through. Do you know why NBA greats such as Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, John Stockton, and Reggie Miller don't have NBA rings? It's because Michael Jordan and his Bulls got greedy.